Chapter 7. The Concert. One morning, a few days later, Anne had a wonderful surprise. She was walking in the town with William Elliot, Elizabeth, and Mrs. Clay. It started to rain, so they went into a shop. Suddenly, Anne looked out of the window and saw Captain Wentworth. A few minutes later, he came into the shop. Anne felt excited and confused, but she tried not to show her feelings. When Captain Wentworth saw her, his face turned red, and he looked confused too. He came and started talking to her about Lyme and Uppercross and the Musgroves and Louisa. "Frederick looks very well," thought Anne. "I don't think that he's upset about Louisa." But when Elizabeth saw Captain Wentworth, she did not smile or say hello. She turned her face away coldly. "Elizabeth is ignoring Frederick," thought Anne. "That's very sad." The next day, when Anne was in the town with Lady Russell, they saw Captain Wentworth across the street. "Is Lady Russell going to say anything about Frederick?" thought Anne. Anne waited. But when Lady Russell spoke next, she only said, "That house across the street is very beautiful." "Oh," thought Anne sadly. "So Lady Russell has decided to ignore Frederick too." 2 days later, there was a big concert in Bath. Sir Walter was planning to go to the concert with Elizabeth, Anne, and Mrs. Clay. Sir Walter was not interested in music, but a lot of rich and important people went to concerts, so he wanted to go too. "Frederick likes music very much," thought Anne. "I hope that he'll be at the concert. I want to explain that I'm sorry about Elizabeth and Lady Russell." On the night of the concert, everybody stood waiting in the room outside. People were meeting their friends and talking and laughing. Anne was standing with Sir Walter and Elizabeth. Suddenly, the door opened and Captain Wentworth came in. When he passed Anne, she said, "Good evening," and he smiled and stopped. They talked about the weather and Bath and the concert. Then Captain Wentworth started talking about Louisa and Captain Benwick. "I hope that Louisa and Benwick will be happy together," he said. "They are very different. Louisa is a nice girl, but she isn't as clever as Benwick. And only a short time ago, Benwick was in love with Harville's sister, Fanny. She was a wonderful young woman. When a man loves a very special woman like Fanny, it isn't easy to forget her." He stopped speaking, and his face became red. "Oh," thought Anne, "is Frederick also talking about me? Does he still love me?" She felt very happy. They went inside the concert room together. Anne sat down with Sir Walter and Elizabeth. The seat next to her was empty. But just then, William Elliot came in. He sat down in the empty seat and started talking to Anne. She looked across the room and saw Captain Wentworth with a group of people. He was looking at her and William Elliot, but not in a friendly way. After the first part of the concert, Captain Wentworth came and spoke to Anne. But then William Elliot touched her on the arm. Can I ask you some questions about the music? He said. I have to go home now, said Captain Wentworth. But the concert hasn't finished, said Anne. Please stay.
No, said Captain Wentworth. There's nothing for me here. Then he left the room quickly.
Oh, thought Anne, Frederick is jealous of William Elliot. So he still loves me. Suddenly, she began to feel full of hope. The next morning, Anne went to visit her friend, Mrs. Smith.
You look very happy today, Anne, said Mrs. Smith. Did you have a good time at the concert?
I think that maybe a special person was there.
Anne was confused. How does Mrs. Smith know about Frederick? She thought. Mrs. Smith laughed.
Don't be surprised, she said. Everyone in Bath is talking about you and William Elliot. They think that you're going to marry him.
William Elliot, said Anne. She felt very surprised and shocked.
No, that isn't true. I'm never going to marry William Elliot.
Really?
Said Mrs. Smith.
I'm very happy to hear that. I knew William Elliot a long time ago. He was a friend of my husband's. But he wasn't a good friend, and he gave my husband some bad advice. My husband lost a lot of money. He then became very worried about his money problems, and later, he died. I blamed William Elliot very much for that.
Oh, said Anne. Please tell me more.
William Elliot doesn't care about other people, said Mrs. Smith. He's interested in only one thing, money. He married a very rich woman. She was very much in love with him, but he didn't love her. He wasn't kind to her, and they weren't happy together. He only wanted her money.
Why did Mr. Elliot break the relationship with our family many years ago? Asked Anne.
William Elliot told my husband lots of things about your family, replied Mrs. Smith. Your father wanted him to marry Elizabeth, but after he met the very rich woman, he wasn't interested in Elizabeth. She wasn't rich enough for him.
Look, I want to show you something.
Mrs. Smith went and got a box from her bedroom. She opened it and took out a letter. It was a letter to her husband from William Elliot in July 1803.
Dear Mr. Smith, Sir Walter and his daughter have left London and gone back to Kellynch Hall. Sir Walter is a very stupid man. He has invited me to Kellynch this summer, but I won't go. I'm not interested in Kellynch. Soon I'll get married and have my own money. William Elliot.
When Anne read William Elliot's words about Sir Walter and Kellynch Hall, she was shocked.
So why does William Elliot want a relationship with our family now? She asked.
When he wrote that letter, he was very young, said Mrs. Smith. At that time, he wasn't interested in Kellynch Hall. Now his feelings have changed. He wants to be a baronet, Sir William Elliot of Kellynch Hall. But he's very worried about Mrs. Clay.
Mrs. Clay? Asked Anne.
Yes, said Mrs. Smith. Mrs. Clay wants to marry your father. If she marries him and they have a son, their son will become Sir Walter's heir. So William Elliot will lose Kellynch Hall. He came to Bath to stop Mrs. Clay from marrying Sir Walter. And now he wants to marry you, Anne. He's really in love with you. Anne was shocked. I'm very sorry, Anne, said Mrs. Smith. I also thought that you were in love with William Elliot and wanted to marry him. So I didn't want to say anything bad about him before. Please don't worry, said Anne. Thank you very much for telling me now. I never trusted William Elliot, and I was right.